You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line. As there are some other things going on in the world of sports other than the NFL draft, and we will obviously talk more draft as the show progresses, but we're going to talk some NBA playoffs now with Tim Roy from the Warriors Radio Network as Golden State looks to put the nail in the coffin on the Sacramento Kings tonight and advance to the second round in the Western Conference playoffs. Tim joining us right now on the Progressive guest line. Tim, thank you for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing well, It's always, this league and the association, it's always great to be working in the end of April and May and going through a playoff run. It's always so much fun.
Absolutely. And it sure seems like the Warriors have seized control of this series. Is that what it felt like on Wednesday night when they won game five?
Well, I thought Wednesday night was the first time we've seen in the series where the Warrior experience, I think, came to the front. Mm-hmm. Where it looked like down the stretch, Golden State was much more self-assured than Sacramento, and I think that it showed in the type of possessions they had. And so, we'll see if that plays in tonight. We've had, five games, and four of them were literally come down to the wire. So I don't think it's a sure thing tonight for Golden State, but I do like the fact that they've been in this position, so many times before. The Warriors have not lost a Western Conference series under Steve Kerr, and that's an incredible accomplishment. It just shows you, I think tonight would be their 19th straight Western Conference series win if they win. So that tells you that they've been in this kind of situation before.
I have to ask you, as someone that's around the team, that your view on Draymond Green, I'm sure, is better than most people's. Just your thoughts on what happened early in this series that led to his suspension? And a lot of people brought up his history of these incidents. And I'm sure you can speak to, the kind of person Draymond Green is. So how did you see all that stuff?
Well, it was unfortunate that, it happens in a playoff series. And I was a little, they've never, in a suspension, it's always been about the incident at hand. And the fact that they mentioned his history in the press release about why they suspended him was a little curious to me because I've never seen that before. But I think basically they got their message to Draymond that that they don't want to see that anymore. But the other part, I kind of agree with Doc Rivers in the sense where, the people who start these incidents aren't getting suspended, but the other guys are.
Right.
So that's an issue I think that we have to address as a league is to figure that out because, obviously Draymond didn't start that and you just don't grab a guy's ankle in a situation like that. Be that as it may, Draymond is one of the smartest basketball people that I've ever met. Coach, general manager, player. He just understands the game in a way that most of us don't see. And he understands angles. He understands flow, spacing, timing. And, I think he's a future Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any question about that because of his impact on a game. Very few players can have a tremendous impact on the game and be the best player on the floor at times and not be a big-time scorer. Draymond is that kind of guy. And I think the Draymond you see on the floor is totally different than the Draymond you see off the floor. He's just, he loves his family. He's got, I think a real good sense of who he is as a person. And so I love the guy. I just, maybe call me biased or whatever, but I think he's the kind of player that if you quizzed general managers and maybe, not using their names or whatever, and then said, would you like to have him on your team? I think all of them would say yes.
Well, we'll see. I mean, because he's got a player option, I believe, and can become a free agent in the summer, correct?
He does. He has a player option from what I've read. But he's also said he wants to retire as a Warrior. So all that stuff, gets played out in time. And, what I've learned in being around this league for over 30 years is all that stuff, it's going to happen whether or not you speculate about it or whether or not you worry about it. It's still going to happen the way it's going to happen. So,
all right, let's get back to the series on the court. And, you know, I don't know, Tim. I think Sacramento's been a fun story, and it's been neat seeing their nucleus come together. But they've really kind of been punched in the gut now with that Game 5 loss, especially, and especially with how close Game 4 was and letting that slip away. Do the Kings have it in them to flip the switch back in their favor, or does this thing end tonight?
You know, I think the my guess is the Warriors would win, but again, it, you know, I've been around enough playoff series to where, you know, every game is its own separate entity, and we all try to impose momentum and everything on, you know, each game, and sometimes that's true, and sometimes it doesn't matter at all. What I do know is that all these games, with the exception of Game 4. Game three, have been relatively close and on the line when, you know, in the final few minutes of the game. So, you know, would I be shocked if Sacramento wins tonight? No, I would not be shocked. But I really think the Warriors with home court, they played so much better at home this year. And with their experience, I think that gives them a big edge in this game.
Okay. The other thing I'm curious about as somebody that's been around the team so much, how do you explain these jarring home road splits for the Warriors?
I wish I knew. Okay. I wish I knew it. I wish I could come off and say, you know, something really clever about it. But you know, it's truly a mystery. I don't think anybody has figured it out this year. It just makes zero sense that this team, especially, you know, maybe if it was a young team that was on the rise and they hadn't learned how to, you know, steel themselves on the road and become a very tight and tough mentally team that can grind out wins, that kind of mental toughness. But this team has done that. So to me, I think it just snowballed with them. They got off to a horrible start on their first road trip. They had two games they should have won easily and let them both get away. And I think after that, they may have lost a little bit of their confidence on the road. But I really can't explain it. It doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, I think what we did see at the end of the year and certainly in this series, that they have been playing better on the road. They're not as horrific as they were in the regular season.
Sure. Tim Roy joining us from the Warriors Radio Network as Golden State looks to punch its ticket to the second round of the NBA playoffs tonight against the Sacramento Kings. And Tim, at the beginning of the playoffs, I thought to myself, gosh, is this the first time ever that all four California teams, Kings, Warriors, Lakers, and Clippers, all made the playoffs? And, you know, I didn't look that up, but we have the possibility of, you know, an all-California second-round matchup now with Lakers and Warriors. If we get that, given the way the Lakers have played, and you talk about end of the year coming on strong, the Lakers certainly retooled and loaded up for the playoffs, and things are looking pretty good for the Lakers right now. How would you see that matchup?
Well, the Lakers beat the Warriors, I think, three out of four times in the regular season. They're a tough matchup because of Anthony Davis. You know, he's so long and so big, and the Warriors are basically a small team. They really have only two legitimate bigs, and that's Looney and Draymond. Jermichael Green can play a little bit, but he's really more of a 3-4 or 4-3, depending on how you look at him. He's not really a 5. And so that's the matchup that would really concern me. And they did a very nice job at the deadline retooling that roster and getting some really good role players. Why Utah would give up all those guys, I don't know. But yeah, that would be a very interesting matchup. And yes, this is the first time that all four teams from California have made the playoffs. And it's the first time that the Warriors and the Kings franchise have ever met each other in a playoff series.
Wow.
Even going back to Rochester and Philadelphia in the late 40s and 50s. So it's interesting. There was a chance if the Clippers had been healthy and said they were playing great and upset the Suns, then there was a chance the Warriors could have played three series in a row and not leave the state of California, which I know has never happened.
Oh, wow.
So because if they had played the Lakers in the second round and played the Clippers but again, for the Lakers and Warriors, they can't really look to that matchup. They have to look to tonight
sure.
and take care of business tonight.
Well, we shall see if that matchup does become official as the Kings try and stave off elimination. Warriors with a win advance to the second round, and the Lakers do the same if they can knock out the Grizzlies tonight. He's Tim Roy from the Warriors Radio Network. Tim, have a good call tonight and enjoy the rest of the playoffs.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.